Carl next up in Texas. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Hello, sir. You're on with Trooper Dial and RJ.
Good deal. Got a couple of questions for you guys. First one goes back to that computer logging. Company I drive for will not let us use the computers to turn in our logs. Is it legal to keep my computer on my notebook computer, print it out, use that, and then transcribe it to their log form, or is that considered keeping duplicate logs?
I don't see it being a problem, Carl.
Okay, just want to make sure, because I didn't want to get in trouble with it. another question on that they have us doing is, you know, as a lot of companies do, we're required to be on the dock during loading and unloading of the freight. Now, company, they instruct us not to log that as on-duty time. They tell us to put that as either line one or sleeper berth. Is that correct? Can we do that?
No. If you have to be there while the load, let me start over again. If you have to be in attendance while the load is being loaded or unloaded, by definition, that is considered a safety-sensitive function, and you have to be on line four.
Okay, that's what I thought. One last thing on post-trip inspection. They have us flag a post-trip inspection, but they have to show no time for it. They tell us we're not required to show any time while we're doing a post-trip. Is that correct?
No. If you will take and read 396.11, that is the driver vehicle inspection report or post-trip inspection. That's the one that you have to document a minimum of that you have checked 11 items. There will be time that you have to show that you are doing the driver vehicle inspection report.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I've sat in the safety director's office and reviewed that one. But, okay, that's all I need to know. I got some more talking to do with them when I get back to the terminal.
Very good, Carl. Thanks, man.
Thank you.